The meeting between Mr. Obama and Mr. Sharif comes amid U.S. preparations for the withdrawal of combat troops from neighboring Afghanistan. The U.S. expects Pakistan to play a constructive role, says Carl Inderfert, an analyst at the Center for Strategic and International Studies in Washington.
Pakistan has good contacts in Afghanistan, and it could use them for constructive purposes. The U.S. and Pakistan working together gives a greater hope for some positive outcome in Afghanistan than if we're working at cross purposes.
U.S. drone strikes inside Pakistan are extremely unpopular in the country. Mr. Sharif wants them stopped. But U.S. officials consider them a helpful tool in taking out Al-Qaeda-backed militants. Mr. Sharif's White House meeting will be the first opportunity to directly raise the issue with Mr. Obama, says analyst Daniel Markey of the Council on Foreign Relations.
I think there's an opening there. Even though this White House has used drones more than any other, I think that the number of targets at the top of their list, frankly speaking, have dwindled. And so there's less reason to use them. And I think also the recognition of the political costs is there.
Pakistan's commitment to go after terrorists from Pakistan who allegedly launch attacks on Afghan-based U.S. and NATO troops will be at the top of the agenda as well, says Markey.
I think the United States would like to have from Nawaz Sharif a better understanding of what he's willing to cooperate on in terms of counterterrorism moving forward. Washington wants to find itself on some more stable footing so it can make plans for the years ahead.
Getting U.S. aid for Pakistan's energy and economic crisis may also be on the agenda, says analyst Inderfert.
In his meeting with President Obama, they could talk about those things which Pakistan needs to get its economy up and running and the power generation that's needed to do that. So I'm hoping that it'll be that a broader discussion than the topics of security and drones and Afghanistan.
During his four-day visit to Washington, Mr. Sharif has met with U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, and he has a scheduled time with several members of the U.S. Congress before his meeting with Mr. Obama at the White House. Kaukab Farshori, VOA News, Washington.